We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
844, 16 till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Sometimes things go on around you, don't really realize what's happening until something like this comes up. And we're talking about food vendors in the French Quarter, joined by Freddie King, New Orleans City Council member. Hey, Freddie, how are you?
Doing fine. Good morning. How are you doing?
Another proud Shaw graduate. I always like to throw that in.
Absolutely.
Let's talk about this. Lucky Dogs in the French Quarter, it's like it always was there, it seems like, for somebody, you know, our ages, and then you got to go back to see why that is the case. How did all this start? It goes back, what, 50 years?
It goes back about 50 years. It started with an ordinance that the city council passed in the 70s stating that only Lucky Dog can be a vendor in the French Quarter. That was challenged all the way up to the United States Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court agreed with the city, stating that only Lucky Dog, and I believe it may have been an ice cream vendor, but let's say it wasn't. If only Lucky Dog is allowed to be a legal vendor in the French Quarter, and the reason was because the Supreme Court justice agreed with the city, stating that you got to protect the culture of the French Quarter. You don't want to have, you want to protect the beauty of the French Quarter. You want to have food vendors on every corner and in every block selling food. So that's how Lucky Dog became the only vendor allowed in the French Quarter.
You wouldn't imagine, I can just imagine, Freddie, the Lucky Dog cart in the French, in the Supreme Court chambers, which I know didn't happen,
right.
But you know what I'm saying? You just
right.
Picture that. So, at that time, well, let me go to the regulation. Who exactly is it that determines this? Is it the city? Is it one of the boards like the French Quarter or whatever it is?
It was an ordinance created by the city council.
Okay. So what would have to be done in order to change that? And why would you want to change it?
Well, what you have to do is the city council just change the ordinance.
Okay.
And allow for more vendors to legally sell in the French Quarter. Outside of that, when you talk about going to the courts and the Supreme Court, that's out of my purview. But
yeah,
on the city council side, simply changing the ordinance would be all that's needed.
So that's all they have to do is change the ordinance. Now, is there any will to do this from your fellow council members, and why would you want to change it?
So I can't speak for all the council members. We haven't really discussed it. We just finished up other hot issues like short-term rentals. But speaking for myself, I believe this needs to be looked at. I would like to see more vendors in the French Quarter, mainly minority African-American-owned businesses in the French Quarter. However, you don't want to open it up to – you don't open the floodgates to let dozens of vendors in the French Quarter. The French Quarter is already plagued with dozens, if not more than that, of illegal vendors. People pop up with ice chests selling shots and parking next to a brick-and-mortar restaurant selling food that's not sanctioned or it's not regulated or monitored by the health department. But I would personally like to see the legal vendors numbers increase. Right now we have one I wouldn't mind seeing it going to three and making sure at least one of those three vendors are minority owned. But want to make sure the playing field is equal. So there'll be no food trucks. These are only hand push carts. Making sure that everybody has to follow the same safety codes, get the same permits, pay the same fees. So make sure that the playing field is equal. Also discuss this with the French Quarter businesses, the French Quarter residents, to make sure you, because that's a neighborhood. Mm-hmm. People forget that the French Quarter is a neighborhood, and no one in any neighborhood from New Orleans East to Algiers to the Garden District wants to have every corner filled with food vendors.
How many carts do they have in the French Quarter? Is that limited now? Hot dog carts.
I'm not sure how many Lucky Dog currently has.
But I'm sure at some point, at some place, it's codified, right? You can only have so many.
Yeah, you can only have so many. They can only be on certain areas. So, yeah, it's just not parked anywhere you want. It's a very regulated industry.
And looking at the story here, one of the owners is State Senator Kirk Talbot. Lives in River Ridge, or at least represents River Ridge. I guess he'd have to live there to represent it. But he's a one-third owner, and he also sits on that French Quarter Business Association. Do you think he should recuse himself from this?
I don't know if he even has any standing to speak on it, because he's not a New Orleans City Council member. So I'm not sure what he would be recusing himself from.
All right, so the French Quarter Business Association really has no say in any of this. That's up to the council, just to be clear.
Right. It's up to the council. We would definitely get their input, the French Quarter concerned citizens' input. You want to get different restaurant owners' input, but the ultimate decision is the city council's and the mayor of New Orleans.
Is there any specific food you're thinking of that you'd like to see there, or is it more about opportunity? I'm just wondering, is it about the product or the opportunity?
I'm more concerned about the opportunity. Okay. We have a lot of talented, gifted cooks in this city, and I know that giving them the opportunity to showcase their talent in the French Quarter could be a springboard for a food truck outside the French Quarter, for a restaurant, other opportunities throughout the city, throughout the state, and maybe throughout the nation.
Take a break. We're going to pick it up here when we come back. I want to talk about enforcement of what's going on now with people setting up grills and like you're talking about, serving food outside a Lucky Dog, not a Lucky Dog, outside of brick-and-mortar restaurants with, you know, just hot ice chests and everything else, which, buyer beware, if you're going to eat that stuff, good luck to you, but it's not fair to the people that pay taxes and licenses, et cetera. We're talking to Freddie King, council member, District C, about the quarter. We'll also talk about Algiers bike lanes because somebody texted in and I pass there every morning. Traffic now, WWL. 8:55, 5 till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Freddie King, New Orleans City Council member, District C, and I always like to bring up Shaw graduate as myself. So, Freddie, when it comes to enforcement of, in the quarter now, of people setting up grills and selling this and selling that, which I think you'd have to be an idiot to eat anything from there because you have no idea how it was prepared, what's in it, the sanitary conditions, et cetera. How can you enforce that? Is that something that maybe civilians can do that work for NOPD or what? What's the long-range plan for that?
Well, we have a director of nighttime economy along with safety and permits, and that's really a safety and permit issue. I have seen NOPD along with safety and permits and the nighttime economy director regulate that to some degree. Mm-hmm. However, it's difficult to track these illegal vendors because it's not a set time. It's not a set location. We receive videos of individuals, even in the Meriden neighborhood, the Meriden Triangle, grilling. And once they finish grilling, just dump the hot coals on the sidewalk or pour the grease in the drain. And you really, again, that's not safe. And it's not fair to those who go through the process of going to the state, getting alcohol license, going to the city, getting licensed and permitted, have to be inspected by the health department, for somebody to pop up next to them on the back of the truck selling food, or even worse, selling shots and beer out of an ice chest. They're not making sure that the people they're selling to are over age, and I'm making sure the people they're selling to may have had one too many. You know, in the bar room or in a restaurant, they'll stop when you look too inebriated. But if I'm on the corner selling Jello shots or whatever on my ice chest, I don't care about the person I'm selling to. I just want to make a quick buck. So that definitely has to be regulated. I'm all in favor of helping those individuals get permitted and licensed, but we definitely cannot have any and everybody on the street selling whatever to whoever.
Somebody texts in about weed candy vendors in a quarter. You know, I get up at 3:30. I've not been down to the French Quarter at night in a while. I don't know how much of a problem that is. But can you go to jail for that, selling beer out of an ice chest?
I don't think you'll go to jail for it. You'll get fined. You'll get you may get a summons to appear in court. But I have not seen anybody in jail. You know, during my time as a public defender, we often saw people come in municipal court, what they summons to appear before the judge and pay a fine because they sold illegally. They were illegally vending in the French Quarter or the city, period.
It seems like until you be able to shut somebody down, take them in, I don't see how you ever get a handle on this, Freddie. Do you think or not?
That's tough. Yeah, you definitely don't want to see people in jail for a minor offense like that, but we had to come up with a way as a city to make sure that the message gets across.
Maybe confiscation? I don't know.
Or how about we get a place where people can legally vend once they get their license and their permit? Mm-hmm. But, you know, I don't know.
Hey, real quick, tell me about Algiers. I'm getting some texts about those bike lanes. I see it when I pass on MacArthur every morning. What's the status of those?
Had a conversation with DPW during the mid-year budget hearings early this week. It was told to be in the fourth quarter of this year. I made a comment that that's unacceptable. The city council gave a direct order and ordinance to have that removed earlier than that. I pushed to get it removed earlier. I want to let people know that this is not about bike lanes anywhere else in Metairie, Bywater. This is strictly 2.2 miles in Algiers. And if I see two people on them, I see 2,000 on them every day. But it's time for them to be removed because that's what the people, that's mostly affected. That's what they want.
So you would tell them on MacArthur what? It's coming?
It's coming. Unfortunately, the council can't determine when it's in the hopper to be done. I want to be moved up to the top of the list because, again, that's what the people who live in that area, that's what they want.
Yep. Thank you, Freddie. Appreciate your time. Steve Scalise, when we come back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.